L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Grain deal in place for the last year, moving grain not only from Ukraine, but also from Russia. That grain deal is now suspended, postponed by Russia and by the interlocutors and NATO in between. The larger question here is, what is to be done? And I welcome Katrina Vandenhoevel, the editorial director of The Nation magazine, as well as a columnist for The Washington Post, to comment on what is apparent right now, which is a diplomatic breakdown over the grain deal and the inability of NATO or the United Nations or anyone to solve it. The victims of this are not warfighters. The victims of this are way down the supply chain, especially in North Africa. Katrina, a very good evening to you. You've worried about this for some time. Was this what you imagined was the worst case, or can it get worse? Good evening to you.
Thank you, John. I mean, it could get worse. We know Moscow pulled out of the year-long agreement, which was a rare diplomatic accord in the last 2 years, an accord between Russia and Ukraine brokered by Turkey and the United Nations. I think the efforts to revive it have been plunged into doubt. What we've seen in the last days, Russia's pummeling Ukrainian ports, striking grain stores and other infrastructure. And it's vowed it's going to treat commercial ships in the Black Sea as potentially carrying military cargo. I still think that Turkey's president, Erdogan, who's been a key mediator between Russia and Ukraine since the full-scale invasion began last Friday, February, has stood out from his NATO allies by keeping cordial, friendly relations with Putin. And I think he's been talking to Zelensky. In fact, in the last few days, I think Zelensky's asked Erdogan for help in returning prisoners of war, particularly members of the Crimean Tatar ethnic minority. The UN is maybe behind the scenes. The EU, this also impacts members of the EU, Poland, for example, the farmers of Poland. And it will affect, it's already affecting very difficult, not just the global south, but Ukraine. The shortage of fertilizers, which is part of this deal. I think there must be a lot of negotiating going on because Moscow had warned the mediators, UN, Erdogan, over the last months that unless certain conditions, more lifting of sanctions, et cetera, were dealt with, that they would pull out. So let us hope it's a pause. You do have a big BRICS, I think, coming up, BRICS conference, Brazil, Russia, India, China. And you also have possible mediators in South Africa, other African countries Putin's been reaching out to find ways either to mediate or to go around the UN grain deal failure.
This is chiefly about feeding the global south. And the global south has set back from this conflict, not taking sides, perhaps because of the governance, perhaps also because there's no point in taking a side if you're dependent upon both sides or all sides right now. Russia is doing its best to be diplomatic to the global south. This would seem counterintuitive, cutting off grain.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, John. I think they're also Russia's trying to explain it to the global south, which I think is a tough thing to do when thousands will be hungry due to this situation. It's not just the breakdown of the deal, though. There is a history Russia has with many of these countries, and there has not been love lost for the West. And I think there's a view among the global South that so much attention has been paid to Europe that there's resentment. And of course, you have China in the mix. There's also a view, Europeans and others, global South, that some of this is financial speculation, that it's unrelated in great measure to the negotiated deal. But in any case, this war has been lousy, bad for ordinary people. I mean, just the bombings, the drone Russia set off in the wake of this breakdown of the deal, and Ukraine now deciding they're really going to go hard after the bridge. Why shouldn't it be treated as a military target? I think Zelensky, or the defense minister of Ukraine, said the other day. So that escalation is dangerous. And the other thing that's interesting is big story of a few weeks ago, Prigozhin of the Wagner Group still has ties, soldiers, others in Africa, the global South. So that's an important point, I think, for Russia's relationships with that part of the world.
Libya, Sudan, Central African Republic, Mozambique, Tanzania, all through the global South. Katrina, I'm not being careful here. I'm just wandering into reading the headlines. There's another escalation underway. Now the debate is over ATACMS and F-16s.
Yes.
Now the debate is over whether Poland is going to attack Belarus or the Wagner Group is going to attack Poland. It's just speculation. But it's what we've talked about for a year. Unless they find a way to turn this off, the logic here is that all of Europe is going to be dragged into this.
Yeah, but the other piece of the logic, John, and remember that I believe it was Jake Sullivan a year ago said if we do send attack weapons, it's going to be World War III. The other story is that it's been very difficult in the newspapers, which are extensions in some ways. There's reporting on the ground, but there's also reporters in Washington. It's very hard to present the counteroffensive as a success.
Yeah,
it started late. Zelensky says they didn't have adequate weapons, but everyone at this point has seen beyond the opaque fog of war to see that it's not a success. And where that comes out, I still believe you have arming, fighting, but that there must be, in the sanity of it all, some beginning of a diplomatic negotiation in some form towards some negotiated byway toward an end. Because the weapons are, you know, it's hard to believe because how much has America spent on weapons in these last years that it's, you know, that there's a limit and there's running out. In terms of time, it will take more time to produce. So I don't know if I see the commitment on the part of Washington, the EU, NATO even, maybe there are more, but to continue this war full scale.
I understand, but the grain deal is not something that can wait. You know, you can't kick
that has to have applied diplomacy now. That is an urgent situation. I'm talking about beginning to maybe find a way toward an armistice or an end to the brutal slog. But the grain deal, everyone should be working on it. And there are, you know, there are negotiations. I'm not a diplomat. There's been a criminalization of diplomacy in these last months, years, but there have to be some exit points so that people's lives are saved in the balance.
And your measure of after the NATO conference, before the BRICS conference, Russia is all tangled up in Ukraine and its historical significance to Russia. Is that appreciated in the UN, in Washington, to your measure? Because I've been reading about it.
Well, I mean, I was just so saddened. Odessa is one of the great cities.
Right.
I have many friends from there. And the attack on the UNESCO church, those things are just heartbreaking. And I think there's the gloves are off. And as I mentioned, the bridge, which is not a UNESCO site by any measure, but is Putin's personal prize, right, has now been declared a military target. But yeah, I don't think there's, I was reminded of the China hands during Vietnam who were run out of the State Department because of McCarthyism and allegations of this and that communism. There was a belief, I think, way too optimistic, that if you'd had four or five people in the State Department with an understanding of history, civilization, culture, you might have averted the worst. But that's late in the game. Right. But there are people.
Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. I'm John Bachman.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.